Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, David.
Is this increase more stark this year compared to other years?
Well, really, when we look at last year, it's pretty close to the same pattern we're seeing. We saw a spike in demand in the springtime as the weather warms up, and that's when more people are getting on the roadways, also more people thinking about road trips. And so when you see that spike of people on the roadways, you're going to see an increase in demand for retail gasoline. Now, also included in that is the fact that supply and demand, demand is going up, supply is going down because refineries are offline right now for their routine maintenance that they go through. And this is the time when they switch over to the more expensive summer blend gasoline.
So are we looking at possibly more spikes very soon as well?
Well, what we're looking at right now is a 26-cent jump in the last month. When you look ahead, the price is certainly going to keep going up because demand is going to keep picking up. We also have some factors when you look at the global supply and demand market. Of course, the sanctions against Venezuela, the sanctions against Iran, those are going to have an impact on global supply and demand. So that's also cutting the supply for U.S. retailers.
We're here in Texas, so we don't necessarily know what it's doing in the rest of the country. We don't have any way to compare how high gas prices are here and how much they've spiked here as opposed to other states in the country. How does Texas compare?
Well, in fact, this week Texas was in the top 10 list for states that saw the biggest increases week to week, and Texas came in seventh place. This week, when you look at that factor, Kentucky was the state that had the largest jump with a 16-cent jump. But here in Dallas-Fort Worth on the week, we're sitting at 247 now. That's a 10-cent jump. And El Paso saw the biggest jump in the state this week. They had a 27-cent per gallon jump just week to week.
The sticker shock, it just hits everybody and can hit everybody hard. Does this portend what we could be seeing sometime this summer?
Well, certainly things, what we typically see is gas prices will go up a little bit in the spring, and then they will level off. And then summer driving season will push that demand back up, and then gas prices will typically go up in June, July. And then by August, September, they should start to level off, and we should start to see them fall off as demand falls off in the autumn time.
Does Dallas-Fort Worth have a lock on price increases? Because in a lot of cases, as you mentioned, out west in West Texas, they've seen some huge jumps. What about some of the other areas?
Well, so Dallas-Fort Worth, of course, tends to be kind of a bellwether for many parts of the state. Usually when we see prices go up here, we see them go up in other markets around the state. In Midland-Odessa, they have the highest price in the state, and they typically do at $2.56. And a lot of people are confused by that because, of course, that's where a lot of oil, there's a lot of oil in West Texas, right? Well, that oil, of course, doesn't stay there. Some of it's exported out into other parts of the country, and some of it's exported out into other parts of the world. So just because the oil's produced here doesn't necessarily mean it stays here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.